So what this bill will do is if you're caught driving drunk and you have a kid in the car under the age of 16, you have to have an ignition interlock installed on your car. That means you need to blow and it needs to register that you're sober before your car turns on.
So this is somebody who already has a DUI conviction but is, you know, still has his license, can drive, is driving around his kids.
As a condition for keeping your license, you would have to install one of these things that that registers you as sober every time you get behind the wheel. We know that that is the best way to make sure people are not driving drunk.
How big of a problem is this?
You know, it's on the rise. Since from 2009 to 2012, we had double-digit increases in the instances of people driving drunk with a child in the car.
Was there any incident in your district or statewide that led you to introduce this bill?
You know, we keep hearing stories about this happening around the state. And even one instance, there was a woman who I believe drove her daughter drunk, was caught twice in the same day. And you know, when it happens, it's typically not a one-time offense. These are people who have real problems, and sometimes we need to save their children, who are at their mercy, from the drivers.
And this, and children is defined in the bill 16 or under, so the children, any under driving age.
Exactly. These are under driving age. They're entirely at the mercy of the driver.
I understand. And this, is there a Senate version of this bill, or did you...
No, there's no Senate version this year. This is the third year we've introduced it. This is the first year it's gotten out of the House, so we're optimistic, but we'll see what happens in the state Senate.